The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Peter, sorry. Just a slight pause.
Just letting those crickets get through. And I'm John. Today we are playing Hello Neighbor.
Hello.
Hello Neighbor.
Hello.
So John's going to try and go be Snoopy.
Yeah. I'm going to be Snoopy if I can, but...
He had a little practice, but he did not improve.
It did not get better.
Little word of warning, this game is in pre-alpha, so if it crashes in the middle of our stream, well, John will try to get it back up as soon as possible.
The bad kind of crash, too. Like,
yeah. Like fatal crash.
Yeah.
So, this is his
house.
Just go
in there, the door's open.
All the doors are locked to start off.
What was that?
Camera.
Nothing's gonna
happen.
But
he's still not here, because this is the intro. You can't win, so let's just... Now we can get to real business.
All right, so you guys ready to jump into the news?
Let us jump right in.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep. So I was wrong. I was hoping it was just going to be some cowboy DLC for GTA 5, but no.
Why were you hoping that?
Because that'd be funny. Right.
Red, this is better news.
Yeah, this is way
better.
If it comes out on PC, it will be better news. If it does not, then...
It's better news either way.
Yeah.
For some of us, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I have a PS4, technically, so
yeah,
be okay
exactly.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll just play it here.
They're getting
the
cheaper all the time, too, so...
That's true. No, it looks really, really good, though. I mean, as far as I know, that's just a cinematic, so I don't know what the actual in-game will look like, but...
That's pretty much all the info we have is what that
besides speculation.
Minute-long trailer, yeah. Mm-hmm. People are assuming, and have been for a while, that it's going to be a prequel, mostly because the first one took place at the very end of the Wild West when the government was starting to slowly take over, you know? But this one, people are assuming that if there's going to be, that John Marston's going to be in it, it's probably going to be like, you know, his gang before the events of the first game, but we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. We did see some hunting, though.
I'd prefer it to be a prequel. I think there's no other way you can go about it. Plus, I don't know about you, but playing as his son, not as cool.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah. It was only nice because you got to go around and avenge his,
his death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, spoilers for how old is the game?
Yeah, it's pretty old now.
It's crazy old.
At least 5 or 6 years, at least, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, you die?
Well, I don't know.
John Marston does.
I mean, I suppose we all do, so...
It's true. Everybody dies eventually. Shit.
You got you cold.
That was terrifying.
There's going to be lots of jump scares during this show, so.
I didn't even know listeners. He was on to me, man.
Mostly coming from John and Josh.
Jesus.
It's not our fault.
John
man,
gets
creepy
sometimes, so be prepared for that.
Dude, now he's got a board over it as well.
John's scream is more terrifying to me than the game is.
So he's coming directly behind you?
Yeah, exactly. It's like that all the time.
But as Adam pointed out, yeah, it was never... The first one never got released on PC. It was only PS3 and Xbox 360. And they've really...
You set something off. I'm not sure what you set
it was
off.
It was a camera.
Oh.
Where?
I don't know, but it went boop. That's what the camera does, so just know that.
The camera goes...
Sneaks, boop. Man.
And so far with the second one, they've only confirmed PS4 and Xbox One. So a lot of people are a little upset. Hopefully it comes out on PC.
I imagine if it does, that it'll probably be like GTA 5 to where it's, you know, a year later when we finally get it.
I'm fucking hoping not, because then I'm going to have it for both PS4 and PC.
Yeah.
There's no way I can wait a year to play this game, so.
I will. I'll deal
but
with it.
But you still haven't played the first one, so.
This is true. But this one looks really fun. I want to play it.
When I first bought a PS3, it and Uncharted were the first two games you gave me. I was like, hey, I'm going to buy a PS3. And you're like, here, take these.
Both great games, so.
Yeah.
You fell for the exact same trick.
I looked, and I didn't see it. It's because this game is so flippin' dark. I wish you could turn up, like, the gamma or something, you know?
You should get a flashlight.
I'm trying to, but I got to get in
the
house
first. You should
not
get caught.
Oh, you got caught again. Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm watching the Twitch stream. My bad, guys.
Well, at least someone is.
Actually, you got...
Nice.
Yeah.
You might want to go inside.
I asked Twitch what's up, and Raylan says, nothing, smile.
Smile.
So I smile back bigger.
I'm pretty sure he saw you, John.
No, he didn't.
I imagine if Mike's listening, he's ignoring us through this Red Dead conversation. So.
Oh, did he not like it? What a party pooper.
There's lots of things he doesn't like.
Like fun?
Like bacon.
What? Right, I'm done with that person.
We can't be friends.
Yeah.
I tried.
But, so, what it says, what, fall 2017?
Yeah.
I think, for release. So.
So, a year away.
Yeah. Either way, there's still a good wait for it.
It's really exciting news, though. I need to go. I had actually never played it before, and then we were watching
some gameplay.
Yeah, yeah. And I was really excited. I'm like, that game looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, if you've never played the first one, you should definitely check it out. It's one of the best games.
Did it come out? Is that PlayStation only, or did it come out for Xbox?
It's
as
on
well?
Xbox.
Mm, it's on the 360.
Actually, fun fact about Red Dead Redemption: Rooster Teeth has two achievements in there. You can take a a tomahawk and throw it into a horse and make it a unicorn. That's their achievement.
Okay.
And then,
the
chupa thingy,
chupacabra,
chupa thingy is the achievement.
Oh,
because red versus blue.
Yeah, chupa thingy.
What's that Mexican lizard eats all the goats? That'd be the chupacabra, sir. Chupa thingy, how about that?
Never actually watched Red vs. Blue.
Oh my god,
you're missing out.
Yeah,
they just wrapped season 14.
Oh wow,
longest running web series in the world.
Nice,
I believe that.
Mike locked the front door.
Mike and Rachel.
Because his neighbor's trying to break into his house.
Chiming in over here. Rachel's saying hi to Mike, and Mike says, "I'm watching, assholes."
You want a fucking cookie, Mike? Because we got cookies, bro.
We do?
No.
Wow.
But we got Bud Light.
Don't tease me like that.
He locked the doors.
Yeah, he's getting smarter. You've got to get smarter, too. So.
I like how no one has faith for John.
One last thing about Red Dead, if you are going to go back and play the first one, check out the DLC that comes out that came with it, too.
Undead Nightmare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a zombie DLC, but it's really fucking good. Like, it adds a whole new story, like a whole nother story.
Oh, really? It's not just like a zombie multiplayer?
Yeah.
Well, it's that too.
But yeah, there is a zombie multiplayer too, like a horde mode and everything also. It's really fun.
I
shooting zombies with old school guns. Yeah.
Zombie cowboys.
I think the best part about Red Dead, at least the single player, is that you get the Deadeye.
Yeah.
That's so much fun.
So you can kind of slow down time and mark your shots. So you can just line up, like, three or four different headshots and just bam, you know.
For a modern reference, I think Peter brought it up earlier. It's like McCree's ult.
Yeah, in Overwatch.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was inspired by it.
McCree's ult?
Yeah, McCree's ult inspired by Red Dead's
Could be.
I would need to hear some of McCree's lines, and then I could tell you whether or not he's based on charms. Nope. That's not him. I think you're a damn fool. That's a little bit closer.
I'm definitely excited about Red Dead, though. Can't wait till it comes out.
Hey, can I play it when you get it? Can I play it?
I imagine you would.
Well.
Mike says RDR sucks. So we could probably then move on.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want to lose Mike as a viewer. So.
Yeah.
In less exciting news, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, Nintendo gimmick.
Yeah, Nintendo gimmick. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Following their recent Nintendo gimmick U.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gimmick U.
I'm guessing it's basically a handheld, the Nintendo Switch.
With a tablet.
Well, it's basically a tablet with little, like, controllers that hook to the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess their failure with the Wii U and their still success with Game Boys made them want to go this way. I'm not a huge fan of handhelds, never really have been, so...
I think portable console is kind of interesting, but then I think, man, I could just own a laptop. And then I don't care anymore. But I don't know. I'm excited to see how performant it is when they actually put out specs.
Yeah, me too.
Because a handheld with that kind of capacity would be interesting. The controller is interesting. I don't personally like they're trying to cater to pro gamers again, but... You know... They need a new image. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how does this specifically cater to pro gamers? Is it just the words they're using and saying they want
to
do
that? No, there's like a pro gaming team with shirts on during the commercial.
Yeah.
And
playing Splatoon?
Or something.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay. That's like the closest thing to competitive they have, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess pretty much. Yeah.
The Wii's success was based on them targeting the casual gamer.
Yeah.
You know? So if you try to go back into the competitive or more hardcore gamers, like, you're gonna fail.
So we've got a trolling comment from Mike. PC sucks compared to the PS4.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's just
your opinion and stuff.
It's just also blatantly not true. Maybe if you got a shitty computer. Yeah, I don't know. Is anybody going to buy this new Nintendo? I mean, I'm sure some people will,
but... Yes, I think so.
Well, my kids will probably want it at some point, but...
we got a friend on Badflix, Garrett. He was super excited about this, but Garrett's one of those people that did buy into the handheld era.
Yeah.
He's a Nintendo fanboy.
I wouldn't. I guess I don't mind, because fanboy's not a derogatory term.
No. I'm just putting it into perspective.
Yeah. I don't know. Nintendo's got some good series still, but...
Zelda!
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only game that's coming out from Nintendo coming up that I want to play is the new Zelda game.
You telling me they do another Super Smash? You're not going to be like, well...
Okay,
maybe.
They got two titles. Two titles. That's not going to be enough for me to drop a couple $100 on one of their systems.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Well, on the Wii, I really Mario haven't played Kart. Much of the Wii U.
Mario
but,
Kart, there you go.
Mario Galaxy was good.
Yeah. Solid game.
I played through Paper right. Mario, too. It wasn't too bad, but...
Dude, I waited in there for so long, and he kept walking around. I couldn't, like, get a freaking minute to get away from him.
Uh-oh. You know what this means, John.
John's locked in.
He's afraid of the lights.
Look out the window.
Look out the window.
Hello, neighbor. No, you don't. No, you don't, big glovy boy.
He's got another arm.
I hope they kind of put in a narrative that's, like, close to the Burbs.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about this when we first talked about this game.
I'm really hoping for it, because it at least would be kind of that same. It would be humorous, but also dark. You know? Mm-hmm. And if you had other neighbors that you communicate... Oh, man, it would still be so perfect. So much potential. So much potential.
So, yeah, Nintendo coming out with more consoles.
Rachel wants...
Already!
Rachel asks, have we gotten to do anything with VR? She apologizes for missing a couple episodes. And I have to tell her flat out, no, we haven't.
Unfortunately, we're all too poor to have a VR headset right now.
Right now, the standard cost for...
broke his own damn window, the psychopath.
He locked his front door.
No, we haven't, but there's several of us who are interested in trying it. We just can't necessarily justify on, you know, spending that much money.
On the set, and then whatever it costs for me to upgrade my computer to be able
to play
nice with it. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd want as a vibe.
She says that's upsetting. Well, I'm sorry.
We forgive
$800 is a bit steep. So.
Yeah.
But we all want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And once we do get one, we'll most definitely make some content with it. So,
oh, yeah, you guys will scare the shit out of me. It's going to be great.
This game actually is VR compatible. So.
Really?
And we'll scare the shit out of
that
me.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah. Turn around and the neighbor's right there.
Yeah, it's great.
John, you're a big scaredy cat.
No, I set off the alarm.
Yeah, but why are you back
you
in your house?
You went all the way to your house.
Man, we'll have to, like, move the couch all around to clear out some space in here. To
give people room to move
I'm
around.
I'm
going to
study his movements this time.
Mike is saying that he thought No Show Pete was going to buy the PlayStation VR.
When No Show Pete?
I don't think he's...
He's probably calling you No Show for not coming to the Trenchers thing, I would guess.
That's I understand that.
Yeah, but you were all over John last week and didn't say anything about it this week.
Well, yeah, I guess Peter's his new target this week.
That's fine.
It's coming down, Peter.
I'm okay.
I guess he's done with you, storm. John.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Fucking tell another one.
Because he got toe up.
That's what it is. I'm sure.
That's a lawnmower.
There's some milk there.
Those garbage bags are, like, filled with air.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so what else do we have in the news?
Mike called me a baby. Oh, because I'm scared of horror. Oh. I am. I absolutely. Yep. 100% right here. Big scaredy cat.
What up, neighbor?
I believe the next thing we have is T-Mobile will pay a $48 million fine for throttling unlimited plans.
For being liars. That's what they're getting charged $48 million for, is for being liars.
I never liked T-Mobile.
Neither do I. Yeah,
I must be the only T-Mobile guy.
I mean, I was T-Mobile.
I have AT&T, and I don't like them either.
So, they're all pretty much assholes.
Exactly.
I'm okay with Sprint.
I'm okay with Sprint,
They've
I
been
guess.
Fine so far.
They're less of an asshole than other. Ooh.
He broke his own window,
The couple
man.
Times I've had to deal with their customer support, it was fine, so...
Mike called us no-show waiting for players.
No-show.
Jesus Christ!
That doesn't make any sense.
Dude, he was just at the door waiting, man.
I think he'd also see you because there's windows on both sides of the door, I think. Maybe?
No, there's only one on one side.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like they were slowing down data when people would reach about 17 gigs.
Yeah, which was only the top 3% for your data users. Or that's what they said, is roughly the top 3%. But still, that's still 3% of your users. You're liars. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
Rachel says she loves her AT&T guy. He's cool.
I did think it was interesting, though, that out of the $48 million, that the way it was divided up, $5 million ended up going to, like,
I'm going for the house.
And hold on, let me pull this up.
Something else saw you.
The camera.
$5 million went to services and equipment provided to American schools.
Yeah, $7.5 million paid directly to U.S. Treasury. $5 million in services and equipment provided to American schools. $35.5 million to a consumer benefit program. And they did say that they were going to give an additional 4
Where
gigs
is this
to everybody,
camera at?
As well as 20% off phone accessories in store. So
I can't even see it.
Watch out for that if you're looking to get some stuff for your phone.
So nobody's getting money back is what it sounds
no,
like.
No, yeah.
Right?
It doesn't look like anybody's getting any money back.
You're getting either a discount on a new phone.
Yeah.
Or 4 gigs.
Yeah, or 4 gigs.
Yeah. So then they're not calling their plan unlimited anymore, right?
I don't know if they're going to do that or if they're just going to quit throttling. It didn't really say in the article which they were going to be doing, at least not that I saw.
Well, I guess they could do, I mean, as long as they do one or the other. Either
yeah.
Stop throttling or stop calling it unlimited. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine. So.
And speaking of AT&T and them being dickholes, they bought Time Warner for more than $85 billion. That is an insane amount of money. But now, with them owning Time Warner, that means that they own all of DC. Well,
yeah.
DC Cinematic. I don't know if... DC Comics is
owned. No, they're owned. Yeah, they're owned by Time Warner.
Yeah, they are as well.
Everything DC is owned by Time Warner.
The fucking table's
still
in the ceiling.
They still have their own autonomy. It's just a chunk of it goes to
Time
Warner.
Yeah. As well as
Oh. How about, he just appeared there. That's some shit. Like, oh, you're in the wrong room now. Teleport.
Rachel asked what you guys are trying to do in this game.
I'm trying to get into the basement, but this guy's getting all... He fucking just appeared in the bedroom.
I might suggest, John, that since you Mind failed so business. Many times...
Starting over.
Start yeah. over.
Well, fine then. Hold on while I fuck up his Telemundo.
When
suck it. Oh my god, he was right on you.
Yeah, come on. Come on, pussy. Come on, pussy. Bear trap, motherfucker. Ah!
Oh!
All right.
Try again.
Yeah, we gotta restart it right now. Right now, in this pre-alpha stage, there's no way to like save your game or anything. So
Just
like,
restart.
No Did anybody game. Else yeah. see the fear in his eyes when I came at him? I think he looks scared.
Mike and Rachel are having a good exchange. When she asked what we were trying to do in this game, Mike. She said she was such a loser.
Mike said
that we're the losers, not her.
May
you're
or may
so
not be
chivalrous,
true.
Mike.
All right, so now you're starting over.
No? Yeah, just gonna let him catch me so we can get the board on the door. So now I got to think of. Got a pretty good system, but sometime in the early game. But afterwards, it just got crazy. There was a camera on the porch I couldn't see, and like all kinds of crap.
Now he's watching some TV again.
A little Telemundo.
I think if you're going to do it, you got to get it on the second try before he gets really fucking smart.
Can you lock him in the garage with the way the door's open? Because I know you can prop a chair up underneath a doorknob.
Run, get out of this room.
I think with this whole AT&T Time Warner thing, the thing Peter brought up earlier is really important. You know, Comcast owns NBC, and they own a lot of content-creating channels, mm-hmm. but they're also a content provider. They're an internet
right.
provider. So, HyperKeeper771 says, I like pickles.
Nice.
I like pickles too, man. Hell yeah.
Nice to meet right? you, pickles lover.
But none of that sweet pickle shit.
I hate pickles.
Sweet pickles
Only dill.
Are okay sometimes.
All pickles are
yeah.
gross. Get that diseased penis off my food.
Dill is definitely the way to go.
I just want to be clear about the pickle love.
IceGod101 says, careful when you're around the back part of the house. He likes to walk there at evening times.
Did he find you?
I don't think so. I think he's just like right up on my nuts.
I don't know.
It sounds
what
like
it sounds
he
like.
Found.
He found you. Yeah. Why don't you get? Why don't you? Yeah, he got you. He found you. Yeah, it was his flashlight.
He got me through the fucking wall.
Yeah,
through the cabinet.
John has a habit of liking to go to the back of the house where you get stuck and it's dark.
Have you gone all the way upstairs?
But the back of the house is where the hammer is.
Oh,
you can't go upstairs.
That's where he hangs the bodies. So.
But yeah, this AT&T Vine, like I said, Vine Time Warner is it's another little slippery slope of. Like a content provider also creating content.
Right.
So, like, where is the conflict of interest there?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point does the FCC step in, not the FCC, but the SEC step in and start limiting content and monopolization?
Right.
Now, essentially, okay, HyperKeeper771 says, I just finished a jar of pickles. People call me Pickle Boy. I
keep clicking the wrong button.
Hello, Pickle Boy.
But and Ice God says go to the boiler room. That's where the hammer is. I think John's well aware of that. He's just having a little trouble.
He's been having a little trouble the whole time.
I know where the boiler room is.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, there are now essentially two internet service providers in the country. It's Comcast and Time Warner. Mm. But now it'll be Comcast and AT&T.
Oh, hey, does that person know what to do about the lock?
Hey, Ice God 101.
You mean the digital lock?
What do you do about the lock?
And
the lock with the key on it.
I have the flashlight on now.
That's fine.
That's a glitch.
The digital lock, you have to find a blacklight flashlight, and it's on the wall somewhere, like behind a picture, is where that code is.
Where did you learn this?
The video we watched last week.
Oh.
So
okay.
Where's that blacklight flashlight at?
I don't remember what room it was in.
So far, we've only found this flashlight in here.
Oh, it's
I didn't bring the alarm clock this time, did I?
I thought you did.
I thought I did, too.
It might have gone off already.
Well, no, you have to left-click to start it.
I see.
Well, as this article states about AT&T buying
says
the key
might be in the kitchen or in the back room, says Ice God.
If President Trump wins, this type of deal would have been
You denied. Fucked up. You said President Trump.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to have Peter give you a good old like flick or something.
Canada Trump. Don't put your dare, Peter. All right. That was just.
There's a naughty Adam.
Bad.
Maybe I jinxed it.
Maybe.
And now he's gonna win or what?
Yeah. Yeah, jinxed us, not him.
Yeah, I hear the alarm clock off.
Speaking of purchases, though, Newegg has been purchased by a Chinese company. And
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. But you brought up a really good point before the show is I think a lot of people are transitioning to buying most of their computer hardware on Amazon.
Ah!
Run, John, escape!
Can't break the window.
Yeah, I mean, because Amazon has everything. They've got really good prices and fast shipping. Really, the only time I shop through Newegg now is when I don't want to pay tax, because Amazon charges a sales tax, but Newegg doesn't.
Hyperkeeper 771 says he usually sees the key by the TV.
Oh, man.
Who's the pickle guy?
That's Hyperkeeper.
Okay.
John's playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Now I'm hungry for
John's playing Ding Dong spaz the fuck out on the porch.
Hello, neighbors. Sugar.
And then Mike says he's playing Battlefield 1 right now.
You bought it, Mike. Nice.
I'm glad you ended up buying that
instead of Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, everybody likes that.
Is Call of Duty still in the future now?
Yeah, that's the one.
Infinite Warfare. Yeah, yeah.
Infinite Warfare. It just came out, I think.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. There's commercials all over YouTube for it. People saying that like it's actually a redemption for the Call of Duty franchise, and I'm like,
Really? I thought a lot of people were pissed off about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've seen different reviews than you are.
I haven't looked up like reviews of the game since it came out, so because I don't really care too much. My kids will want it. I'll buy it for them. Or their grandma will, one of the other.
Buy it for your kids, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they totally got this for you guys. Now go to bed so I can play.
Now I got way better shit to play.
Fair enough.
Kerbal.
Speaking of Kerbal, have you made any transforming spaceship fighter jets yet?
No.
Oh, have you seen those GIFs on Reddit?
No.
I've seen one where a dude made one that was like literally a transformer where he fires up and it looks like a person, and then it transforms into a fighter jet, and then he flies around and fires at his own base.
Nice.
Yeah, looked like a lot of fun.
It looked like not science-y at all.
He would have to be using quite a few mods for that, so...
Oh, I thought it was just from the new stuff that they just added in.
No, there's no weapons in that game or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Run, John, yeah, so, run.
But there are some mods that add weapons. And what is the...
Oh, shit.
Shoot, I can't remember the name of the mod that adds movable parts, but...
Mm.
Like hinges and joints.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It's because his tanks fold up under the belly to make it look from looking like a person to looking like a fighter jet.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I am worried about this with this Newegg thing, though, is them being owned by a Chinese company is how many weird products or maybe products that aren't what they say they are going to be sold, because China doesn't really give a fuck about copyright rules.
Mike said, don't worry, he'll buy Call of Duty and that Kerbal sucks.
Find the key in this room.
So, I just hope that people don't get fucked thinking...
There it is!
Thinking that they're buying something from Newegg and it really being a Chinese knockoff.
You probably have to do the keypad first then, huh?
Maybe.
Ah! Ow!
From the shadows.
You got further there. Got further.
Got me that time, man. Got me that time.
Thank you to whoever said the key is by the TV, because I don't think I would have had the nuts to get up in that living room.
Hyperkeeper.
Right. You don't have the nuts to do
anything.
Thank
you, Hyperkeeper.
What? You don't have nuts.
God, Ding Dong Ditch, a murderer.
That's scary.
He's not even in there.
He's not a murderer.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's true. Maybe you're the murderer.
Yeah, maybe you're just an asshole.
Ah!
What if that's the twist in
this
game? Oh my god, he phased through the wall.
He's a teleporter, man. I'm telling you. He's a mutant.
And he's just
been
like
trying to
pulls
hide.
Bear traps out of his pocket and throws them
thin
at
air.
You. Yeah.
Hell of a superpower, man. Not one I've seen before, but I like it.
Put
almost
the thing
cooler
not
than
on your door, not on his doorstep. Oh, you're
got get it. A bear trap all the way out here.
You're always standing in the middle of the road.
Because the neighbor keeps breaking into his house. I'd put bear traps all over the road, too.
With this Newegg thing, the thing I'd be most concerned about is, like, how the customer support is going to be afterwards.
That's another thing, yeah. They could be like, fuck you, you're on the other side of the country.
If I can take a...
Our world.
If I can take a page out of Cartman's book, it'd be very good, please. See, I'm parody. It's not racist, it's parody.
Okay. It's just jokes, people.
You can pull him further away with the alarm clock.
He says, Ice God 101 says, always take the hammer back to the house and close up. I don't know what that means.
Take it back to your house.
If you take the hammer back to your house, then you can start with the hammer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Same with the key, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think you can just store stuff in your house.
So you can rob your neighbor while you're trying to break into his most private areas. You're a real dick person to live next to.
He should steal his garbage can.
Bring it here. Have art imitate life, man. Yeah, seriously. If you're out there and you stole the Waiting for Players / Lazy Nights garbage can,
fuck you.
Right? You're a real piece of shit.
How fucking lame do you have to be?
You didn't even take the lid either. What the fuck?
Right, he left the lid. Who the fuck does that?
How are you going to steal part of something?
You want to store the flashlight?
So the board that is might be gone.
Bad. Yeah.
I've got the flashlight.
Well, I know, but you could store it. That's what I was saying. That way you don't have to go get it every time.
Oh.
So are we pretty much done with news?
That was the last story. So unless we've got anything else to say about...
China. And it's very bad. We've made a bunch of bad deals over the last years. It's awful what they're doing to us.
Peter makes the best deals.
The best deals with the best people.
Such a nasty podcast.
Words.
So you can store it by just like...
Press E on the bed, maybe, or some stuff.
I just noticed in the video you just dropped it, and then it was wherever...
No, yeah, he slept. He woke up again.
Yep.
So now...
Oh, no, it's a dream. It's a
dream. But you have a flashlight this time.
Yeah. I know! Blind him!
Go look outside that you can trigger the event.
Blind him!
Take that! Do your eyes dilate?
He's got beautiful green eyes.
No, he's high as fuck.
I love it when they say, like, we've got beautiful Pixar-like animation. It's like,
that way now.
Oh. Oh.
You got some.
John's a letdown.
Okay, cool.
We've been trying to tell you that. So, what are we playing?
Get the key, I guess, this time?
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Get the key, I guess, this time. That's what we're playing. We're playing Hello, Neighbor.
And
he went in the garage.
You know, this is a collaboration between Tiny Build and, I think, Dynamic Gaming.
Yes.
And Tiny Build, for those out there who don't necessarily recognize it, they helped create and produce Speedrunners.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I fucking love Speedrunners, so this is just another step up in the right direction.
This is kind of an experimental game. You're someone's neighbor, and your neighbor is... I'm assuming crazy, or at least you think he is.
Super
and you're
creepy.
Trying to get into his basement, and hopefully you succeed. The people we have playing our games.
Ice God 101 says sleeping resets him.
Oh.
Resets your neighbor.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Sleeping resets. We have an awesome viewer right now.
Yeah,
just
he's
saying.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. I don't know.
Whoever you are, mystery player.
Mystery science player.
Mystery science player.
3,000.
There's a bear trap on the wall.
Jump directly into it.
So what's the point of this again? We were trying to...
Oh, you did it!
It worked! I thought maybe if it was on the wall. No flashlights?
No, because you left it over there. You got to leave it here to get it.
Oh, but I need it.
Well, how do you?
I don't know what to tell
our viewer. What's the name again? So I can actually remember.
Ice God 101.
How do we store items for later use?
Oh, you have to
use?
Drop it.
Yeah.
Drop it at home.
Yeah. Go to your room. And
but then
just
it'll
drop
be
it
there every time, right?
Until you take it, I think.
Unless you take it out and then get caught with it out, I think.
Okay.
So you use it and then you bring it back and then you go back over.
Yeah.
You gather items.
Just slowly steal everything out of his house.
Then I'll have nothing to use except for bear traps.
Ah! Jesus Christ!
Oh,
fucking asshole, man.
You. He already sees you.
He's just like, hey, you stay over there.
J, Just do it, man. Just get it over with. Bear hug. You know what? I think he just likes, he should have like a free hug shirt on.
That's creepy. His car should say free candy on the side. It should be a van.
What is...
So one thing I thought that was kind of interesting about this game is every time you die, he gets smarter.
Yeah, he evolves. And so, like, the places you break into and the way... Jesus, he's just throwing fucking chairs around and shit now,
Well, he
man.
Put the chair in front of it, but he needed to get into his own garage.
Get one of those bear traps.
You should put the thing out here somewhere.
Yeah, so it's procedural AI, so he should be learning from John's mistakes.
Well, he is getting harder.
Well, he, like, shattered out the window just now. But he didn't come out, and I know if I get in front of that door, he's just going to bust out.
Try opening the garage door.
Why don't you use that alarm clock in your hand?
Yeah.
Where should I put it?
Over somewhere where he has to travel so that you can run through the front door.
Oh, shit.
You were seen through the window.
Yeah. Now you're stuck in the back.
Not stuck. Just hop the fence.
I just gotta power through.
can you
ever get away after he sees you?
Maybe if you go home.
That's not home, John.
Your shit's going on.
It did go away. He actually got away. Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
You just gotta run for long enough?
You might want to use your time to get the key or something.
Oh.
Okay, so our Ice God 101 has to say...
There's two flashlights. Oh, the key's gone.
Hold on.
Take items back to the house, drop them in the bedroom, close door to the bedroom, sleep. Sleep if he's chasing you, or it's daytime until nighttime.
Oh.
To reset him.
Okay.
Mike, that's a lot of mistakes.
Hey, look, man, it is a learning experience.
And also it seems like he puts more stuff on the door that you're trying to get into every time you fail as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just smarter with more traps, but there are more things you have to do to get into the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to make it harder for you, so... Yeah.
You know, I don't know how it ends, but I bet you when you get to the basement and get to the end of the game, at least right now in pre-alpha, he captures you again anyways.
Maybe.
It's just one of the, like in the beginning, where once you go up to the door, he's just automatically there.
There's nothing
there.
You can do.
Yeah, you're just stuck there. And then you're his next victim. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. There will be an update coming out soon that's supposed
there
to add,
go.
Like...
Now you're learning.
I believe it's supposed to add access, because right now you can only be on the first floor. It should open
it
up.
Changed. He moved it.
It should open up access to all three floors.
Painting.
I also saw something about an ability to like stun or slow him down.
That would be cool.
Oh, that door is open now. Or the fridge is
removed. Oh, there's something on the other side.
Fucker. Yeah, now you're just
you're in his bedroom.
Just power your way through it.
This chair is the immovable object.
Ice God 101 says,
oh, way to go, John. You broke physics.
As long as your door is closed when he catches you, items should be safe. So, example, bring a hammer, put it in your room, go back to the house looking for the key, and you get caught. Your hammer should still be in the room.
Oh, that's sweet.
As long as your door is closed.
Just basically do every step one at a time.
What?
How do you get away? Yeah, I got it, though. That's easier. I'm not going for the key in the living room first, then.
Well, it's not there anyway.
Yeah. Fucking dude, he's so angry, man. He's an ornery son of a gun right there.
Well, I'm surprised there wasn't a bear trap there.
I mean, we've obviously suggested improvements, but what, like, let's go down the line, like, what categorically needs to be, like, this is pre-alpha, so we already know, like, this is
more
not
sound.
A finished product.
Yeah, and the developer makes a point to say, like, these aren't the finalized graphics, and that it will have lower system requirements when it comes out. I think they're shooting for summer of 2017 for a release.
Oh, okay. So it still gives them 6 months.
They need more sound. Like, dropping things and you running into things doesn't seem to make any sound, as far as I can tell. Like, you pick up a chair and then throw it, and then no sound will be made.
All right,
he needs to respond to that sound, too. I mean, more often. I just don't see enough of that interaction happening so far.
What are you trying to get?
The hammer, which isn't there.
Did he get that smart?
No, you have the hammer back at home, don't you?
No, I don't think I left it.
Oh.
Look down. Do you actually have it in your
hand? I was wondering the same thing.
Well, I
weird.
Click if I
look in
it.
That door. Did we ever go in that door? Right there? No.
Okay. That's his bedroom.
Oh, there you go.
Super creepy. Why is it red?
Ooh, right there. What's that? F? E? Nothing?
Oh, something happened. Oh, you have it.
You have a picture.
That's... Wrong side. Oh,
shit disappeared. All right.
I wonder if that actually broke
other one
the
right
game.
There? Yeah. Nope.
Can you move the tables, or are they too big?
Yes, yeah, they're too big.
I hear footsteps.
Uh-oh.
I don't.
They're my footsteps. I'm tripping nuts.
Can you crouch?
Is there something under that?
Crouch and see if you can go under the bed.
Is there something? Is that a thing?
No. No, I think it's just part of the dresser or whatever.
Ah! Damn it!
He always knows, man. He always knows.
Fucking got me. It's because you've been breaking his pictures, John.
Look, man. They said there's like a sneaky flashlight, blacklight flashlight under the picture frame. He just keeps shattering his living room window. He's such an ornery son of a
bitch. Actually, what some people have been doing, I'm watching a video online to the ending of this game to see how it ends.
Spoilers.
Mm-hmm. It's,
Rachel says the guy's interior decorating skills are terrible.
Yeah. Yes. They're pretty awful.
They're pretty pro for creepy, though.
Pro?
Like, it depends on what he's going for. God, he just shattered another window.
They're pro creep?
Creep? Pro row?
Yeah. Man.
Squid pro row.
Yeah, guten Abend, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking the flashlight and we're running. Ha!
Oh, good jump.
Can't let him
see.
He's
doing something right. So what's the biz here with the ending?
Oh, do you guys really want to know?
I don't want to know the
end. Well,
you're
the one that fucking brought it up.
I don't think we should spoil the ending of a game that's not even out yet.
No, what I was...
It's pre-alpha.
What I was going to say is when he breaks his window, what the dude in this video is doing is grabbing a cardboard box, putting it in front of the window, and then using that as a way into the house. Jumping on the box.
And jumping through the window.
And then jumping through the window.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I bet you at night he's in his bedroom. What a dick, right on the stairs. Oh, nope, he's watching nothing on TV.
Back to his usual TV.
Rachel says she wants to know what happens at the end.
Just YouTube it, you will find out.
We'll get caught.
I did.
Or just download the game, because you can download the pre-alpha
you can't
free
see me.
Right now.
Hyper Keeper says he already knows. Rachel says, tell me.
Am I Hyper Keeper? Am I just exceptionally bad at this? I feel like I'm exceptionally bad at this.
I think Ice God is the one... We'll tell you that or not.
I think Hyper Keeper just likes pickles, right?
I like pickles.
I like pickles.
I mean, everybody likes pickles.
You know, if you drink pickle juice, it's supposed to be good for cramps.
Beetle. But Pickle Boy, is anybody?
Yeah, do you often suffer from cramps like round
there
one?
There you go.
No,
look at
I
that
just
shit.
Saw that one time.
Look at that shit. Good job.
And I like pickles, and pickle juice is delicious.
Except the alarm's about to go off. Shit.
Jump back through.
I'm in the house now. He's going to go outside. I can go look for the key.
Go save your hammer.
Do you need to take down the...
We're going
to
get crazy with it, guys.
Probably not. Oh, no, it's there. Run with it.
Okay.
Run out.
Okay.
Maybe go through the back.
Just go.
Yes.
Oh, you're stuck.
And...
I think you're good, though.
Truck it.
Look back.
Ha! Sucker.
I like how, like...
Ah!
Oh!
Suck it.
I'm in the house.
Close the door to your bedroom.
Yeah.
Drop the key.
On your bed. Throw it.
And that too.
Yeah.
Asleep? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So
looks like you can hold more than one thing. That's
yes, you can, and they stack in order.
Ice God says, daytime he, from what he can gather, daytime he explores the front rooms, midday he circles through the house, and then nighttime he's outside and in the garage.
Ooh.
Oh. So
I don't see the lights on in the garage, so he's probably not in the garage right now.
I added the in the garage.
Okay.
Little creative vice.
Well, we did a video and he was in the garage that time.
Is that a camera?
Where?
In the window?
Yes.
That red light?
No. Okay. No, it's a plant. It's
a
plant.
I thought it was a camera.
No, but good eye. Good eye. All right, start the alarm.
John's actually starting to get better at this.
It only took him 44 minutes.
Well, it took him a while to try different things.
Yeah, granted.
I don't think you're gonna get through that window.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
I don't really understand. It looks like you teleported upward significantly, but do we need the key yet?
Hyper Keeper says, I seen my cousin play this, and the first thing he did was trap him out his house by putting chairs and the doors.
Ooh, you could trap, so like if you lean a chair up like that against the front door, and he can't come in? He'd probably break the window then and jump through.
Oh, John, I know what the code is if you just want it.
Well, that's cheating. Who wants, you're like, I need a flashlight.
Is you sure it's not a dynamic code?
It might be, but it was the same code.
It should be. I don't know if it is. I'm just saying it. Like, I feel like it should be.
I hear steps.
I do too.
What you should look for is how to find that blue flashlight or the black light flashlight.
Yeah. Now we go back in again.
We're getting to 45 minutes in. Any final thoughts on this?
I think it's super fun. It's definitely difficult when you're a fucking nub like me in a scrub, because I'm having a hell of a goddamn time, man.
He got afraid of his own shadow.
I did. Multiple times.
We're running into the same problem we had with Dead by Daylight. The dark parts of this game are darker on the screen.
Figures, yeah.
We need to actually probably consider turning up our own gamma and stuff.
Yeah, well, there's no options in
this. I know. Shit. I'm just saying. Actually, there is options right when you load it.
You would do it on OBS, though.
You would do it on OBS.
Well, not from here.
You can totally do it. Just tell me how.
You can't make me.
So, Peter.
Man, I'm not going to get any better at this game. That's what
I'm
learning.
What's your gadget?
My gadget is sweet. It's a drone. It's called Airblock, the modular programmable starter drone. It looks like... I wouldn't judge it at first glance. If you were to go to Kickstarter, it's on Kickstarter right now. They have 50 days to go, and they're already $160,316 over their pledged goal. But what's interesting about this is that you have a kind of styrofoam or foam control module that has it's hexagonal, and each surface on the outside of that hexagon is a magnetic induction plate. So you can snap these motors, these with propeller blades on them that are also hexagonal, and you can create different structures for your drone.
Really?
And so you can turn it into a car, you can turn it into a hovercraft that can hover over ground or water. You can put just all of them on there, and then you've got yourself like this hex drone. There's a lot of different kind of modular building like ideas that I've seen, like combining it with other toys like Legos or Kinex or something to make like a car that is propelled by fans or like a fan boat. Also, I think this the programmable element would be interesting. At my job have in the past searched for programmable drones out of box. And there's the Crazy Fly is one of them, but there's not too many of these products that exist. This uses a programming system, a visual programming system. It's similar to what MIT developed for this thing called Spark, which was this online game development thing that kids could use with different programming structures like Legos, so that you could build a program
and
then play a game. Yeah. And then you could input values and stuff like that. And so this is very similar as far as the way that you would be interacting with it. And this company, MakeBlock, has made several products like this before, all of them learning oriented, all of them programmable, all of them robots. This is their first drone. But based on what I can see about this drone, I don't know. It's pretty interesting. Starting at $100 isn't too bad for a drone, especially one that can be recreated several times, used over and over and over again. I think actually the best thing about the drone is that even if you were to build this modular drone and then crash the drone into something, since they're only held magnetically, they just kind of fall off. The outer layer is all foam on all the propellers and everything. So it just hits the ground and then just breaks apart and kind of like
slap
Legos
it back
and
together.
Slap it back together and then keep going.
That is very user-friendly, especially like amateur. Like this, if this is like your first drone, you're going to crash it into probably everything a couple of times.
Easily. Because drones aren't that easy to fly. It's got some built-in maneuvers that you can use. And you can also use those inside of your programmatic setup. I'm trying to see if I can find a picture here. Now, it doesn't look like it can. Otherwise, the drone is controlled kind of traditionally. You get a app for your phone. You connect through Bluetooth, and then you're able. Ooh, nice lockpick.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
Oh, the
no! Throw it! Throw it! Throw it to your house.
God damn it! I found cool shit. I was excited.
If those of you out there that are streaming right now or are having trouble with audio, Ice God recommended rejoining the stream, like refreshing your stream, and it fixes the problem.
Nice.
Also, Mike said the audio cutting out has been the best part of the show so far.
Fuck you, thanks, Mike. Go drink a Bud Light. And,
yeah. Go, you know, and
go drink yourself a Bud Light and yeah.
And yeah,
some of the
bitch
advanced features, just hover, somersault, customized stunts. They're saying that it can be used on the air, ground, or water, which is that hovercraft that I was referring to. Color right now is only black, but I'm sure that that will change. It's probably just a costing problem.
That'd be my guess.
Control range 10 meters, flight height 5 meters. You can get flight times of about 6 minutes right now, but based on how large the control module is, I can, and how many things that you can hook to it. That's why they're giving you an estimate. Like, if you have 2 motors as opposed to 6, it's obviously you're going to save yourself a little battery life. There's not as many amp hours being used.
He's throwing bear traps.
How do we?
No!
He got you. He got you.
I went for the rush tactic. I thought I could get in and out. I checked too many drawers. That's what it was.
So they have a 700 milliamp hour replaceable battery, the magnetic connections, the MakeBlock app with Bluetooth, and a graphical user interface for, with graphical programming.
Well, the hovercraft is freaking sweet.
I thought the hovercraft was pretty awesome,
too. Hovercraft
yeah
is really amazing. It looks like a boat.
Yeah.
And then you just has it has some holes that you can just plug modules into, and then you can hover around on water. And they actually show it puttering around on water.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty exciting stuff. It's only $99 right now for your early bird special here, and they have more options. You can go like 160, I think. Yeah, let me just find it. 160 for 2, and so there's varying levels of pledge. Let's see.
Oh yeah. Wow, and it's it looks like they're planning on delivering in February 2017. So it's
yeah
very soon.
Yeah, definitely. looks like they're already sold out of the 2 for $160. You can get 2 for $180 or more. You get 6 classroom set for $474. It actually, for a bunch of drones for students,
for 6 drones for $500,
not that's fucking cheap.
That's less than $100
yeah
bucks for each one of these.
I mean, they're not the most highly performant drones in the world, but yeah, retails for $894. So you're getting, like, half price on this stuff.
You really want to look under the bed, don't you?
Yeah, he does. That's all I really have for the AirBlock. Keep an eye out for that in February. If you're interested in getting up, getting it now or backing them, you have 50 days in order
oh,
to
wow
do that. You'll be one of the 1,740 backers, 1,740 backers that they have currently. And I'm sure, given 50 days, they're going to get at least 1,000 more, I think.
And you said it was 100, right?
100 for one, and then they have several packages that include
yeah
two or more.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad for a drone.
Even
at
150,
so
this is still a great price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much did that Enterprise cost you?
120.
120.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, like,
and
I would
about how much
have
you
this
think is a drone.
I would have paid an extra $30 for something like this that you can tinker with, program.
My Sphero was $80.
Yeah.
And you could program it, but it's not modular like this. This is a lot cooler. Can't fucking fly.
That's, shit, yeah, right? It, just a
so
ball.
Just a ball.
I mean, it's still a really cool ball, but yeah, this is, the price point on this is just, I think, perfect. This is a great way to get people. Yeah, I was looking at there. Those are the snap-ons.
Like plus sign snap-ons,
yeah,
yeah.
And I think this is a great way to get people into it. I mean, if the price point is low enough to where people can pick it
God
up.
God damn it!
And not break the bank. You know, you're not paying $300-$400 for a drone that you can program and kind of get into.
Got 2 flashlights now. Good job, buddy.
I wonder if they will ever add, with it being modular, do they ever add or talk about having other features to click onto this, like a camera for one of the front
I
ones?
I think they've talked about it, like alluded to it in one of the other campaign videos, but there's nothing concrete right now.
Right.
Nothing that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
It does also have one more thing that I want to mention, actually, is that it does have a versus mode, battle or race against others.
Nice.
So I'm not sure if that's part of the app and the app actually knows who won or anything like that. Mm. I don't have any information on that, but I'd imagine that they probably have some sort of sensing to see who's
won. And
that
whole room is upside down.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that earlier. It's crazy. One last thing, Android and iOS. That is it. Available on all platforms that matter for phones. Sorry, Windows Phone, but whatever. You're dead.
No, I really like this. I mean, for 50 days for $100, I might just have to look into backing these guys.
Yeah. They're one to back. I mean, out of all of the robotics things that I've seen come out of Kickstarter, which is a fair few, this is like one of the more interesting.
This is definitely one that's grabbed my attention the most.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
better
no fidget
than
cube.
The Arc board or
yeah,
it isn't a fidget cube, but we'll see. We're getting that really soon in a month.
December,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So we're gonna get. You might see me on here fucking around with a cube.
It's not my week for game. I'm gonna just touch the.
I'll use the silent stuff, guys. I mean, I'll at least be considerate.
Oh, how nice!
I'll use the tactile switch only to bug Adam.
It'll work.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you'll just click, 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 click. Right,
bother
in my
you,
fucking
man?
Ear.
Does this bother you, man?
I'm not touching you.
If you got the key, John, I can tell you the password so you can see what's in there before we leave.
Do it.
I don't have the key.
Oh,
you? But didn't you put it on your bed?
He lost it.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, there's like a limit to what you can have on your bed, apparently.
I guess. It disappeared, so.
Well, if you find
and
the key
it
real
wasn't
quick.
In the same spot anymore, either, so.
It's probably still in my room.
Also, some creepy music.
Bed.
That could be added to
and
this.
Creepy pictures, that's.
Creepy pictures would be
those
good.
Are already there.
I don't know. It depends on what kind of mood he's trying to go for. This didn't work last time. I don't know why it would work now.
What are you going to come out of the closet for us, John?
He's like, I'm going to catch him.
Like, out camera.
How did I not see you?
Is it facing the wall?
It totally is. Lol. Lol.
Nice. Is that everything you guys had?
Yeah, that's it. Watch, I don't knock that shit over.
Wait.
No.
Wait?
Yeah, wait.
No, sorry. No, I thought that was a very...
Maybe it's in the toilet. I'm just like straight, just seeing. I mean, that's some people hide shit in toilets.
This guy is fucking creeping me out, though.
Why? Because he has a pain.
That's right there. That's the blacklight one. That's
oh my god!
Light.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Why? Oh, do it in the. There should be creepy writing in the bathroom. Come on, if you find it in the bathroom, there's got to be creepy writing.
Oh, is
in
that
the
blacklight?
Yeah,
that's
the
blacklight one. Yeah.
Good job, dude.
So how do you?
Oh, you might have to turn off your regular flashlight.
Oh wait, I heard him. I heard him.
Me too.
It's a bear trap right there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Too.
It's getting a little tense. It's getting a little tense.
No, there's a window you're getting stuck.
And a board on it, so.
And no hammer in here this time.
You've only got one way out.
Try and save that black light.
I don't know how to other than to run
you
for
need
it.
To, yeah. You need the black light to see the code on the wall behind the picture.
Is that my
question? That's what Hyperkeeper says.
Yeah, behind one of the pictures on the wall is a code that you use the black light for.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Got you!
Jesus Christ!
So cold.
Well, I guess that's a good note to wrap it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. Probably have a few videos coming out. I think we already have a couple out since last time, or at least one.
Just, no, because Fibbage was out, and then we streamed. I'm working on it.
So we will have a few out soon. So subscribe to check that out. If you live in the Seattle area and are going to attend Renton City Comic Con, we'll be there streaming most of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so will Bad Flicks and Comics Brew.
Yeah, yeah, the whole Lazy Nights cast and crew will be there.
I'll be appearing on a panel Saturday at 2 with a couple other local creators.
Yeah.
Or show up at 3, whatever, it's fine.
That'll be during Bad Flicks' show. So,
oh, yeah. I don't even get to see it?
Sorry, guys. But we can only do two people recording at a time, so maybe you guys can, like, tag out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll just watch.
But other than that, Renton City Comic Con is going to be great. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on there. We're going to have giveaways. Peter's making, and I'm going to show it off here on the stream, Peter's making little keychains for the Lazy
Nice.
Nights. It's little blue keychains with an embossed LK logo on there. It's
yeah, fancy.
Very, very fancy. I've got one for myself, and anyone that loves us is going to get one. Be sure to come for that.
Everyone's doing it. It's really cool.
Yeah, I got one too.
I don't have one.
Jingle keys on fucking mics. Yeah. Everybody loves that noise.
Jingly, 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 jingly.
I believe it's $20 a day. You can get tickets on their website.
I think so. It's at the Red Lion Hotel, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 28th, 29th, and 30th. If you want a little bit more details on what's going on, Comics Brew will be releasing a interview that we did with Andrew Broman, one of the people who's going to be running the live stream there. John and Peter joined me for that.
I was going to say, I met that guy.
Yeah. Good guy, huh?
He's a really good guy.
Funny guy.
I like him a lot. And
what's his comic? Or his podcast?
Comic Dads.
Comic Dads, yeah.
Comic Dads.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there's all that kind of goodness going on. And, Adam, take it away. Let's get out of here.
That's about it. I hope to see everybody at Renton City Comic Con.
And next week.
And then I'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Deuces.
Thanks for watching.